Boyer mit dem Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Interessant, weißt du, es Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchok, wo es dem Morde schmeißt, und das Züge sind Psochen, also ich weiß das. Boyer mit dem Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Hamaskir Bais Lechavei Roi Be'arbo Oso, Cheskosoi Boduk, Ein Cheskosoi Boduk. The Mefkemine is, if the Seicher will have to check it or not. If Cheskosoi Boduk, he does not have to check it. If Ein Cheskosoi Boduk, he has to check it. Zog de Gemore, Lemay Nefkemine, we explain Lemay Nefkemine, Nefkemine is we have to check it or not. The Gemore means, Lemay Nefkemine, if it's Cheskosoi Boduk or not, Neshayle, ask him. And if he says that is checked, you will not check again. And if he says that it's not checked, you will have to check again. That's what the Gemara means to say. Avada, the shayla of the sugya is if the seicher has to check or not. So the Gemara, what does the clear ask him? If he says it's checked, it's checked. And if he says that it's not, and the Gemara, the less of the high that he should have. He's not around. We have to be matriachim, or we don't have to matriachim to check. This is the source of the shmeiser of the Gemara. Zogt Rashi. Hamaskir bais lechavei roi be'arbo oso shachris. Mi machzikinen elai maskir devadei bodko yemesh kemitzves chachomim oiloi. Mi machzikinen elai maskir devadei bodko yemesh kemitzves chachomim oiloi. Zog de Rosh Yosef, it's the Prime Godin. The same thing the Prime Godin, Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Lamed Zayin, Siv Kotten Beis. It's an interesting diuk in Rashi. Be'arboso Shachris. It's meduyek in Rashi, that if he rented it in the middle of the night, we don't say Cheskosoi Boduk. Only if he rented it in the morning, we say, oh, maybe the master did what he has to do by night, and maybe not. Or if it's in midnight, he rented it, maybe the master didn't check it yet. And the piskerios, in the back on the reef, is a shilta hagiboyrim, it's a piskerios, and also the chukyanke, both of them say, even if he rented it midnight, we have a suffix. Midnight, Mishnebu explains, after enough hours that you could check. We have a suffix if Cheskosoi Boduk or Ein Cheskosoi Boduk. So we have a machlekes. We have a machlekes. If the aloche that we say Cheskosoi Boduk is only if you rented it in the morning, or even if you rented it midnight, what is the suffix of the Gemara? What is the Machlekes HaRishayim? So the Rosh Yosef says that some could have said that the Machlekes is Rashi L'Shitosoi and the Rishayim L'Shitosoi. Rashi learns the mitzvah is to check the whole night. Oyer Haner Yofel Abdike. Rashi doesn't mention Bichlal Bnei Odom Metzui. Why we check in the beginning of the night? Zrizim Magdim L'Mitzvahs. Every mitzvah we try to do when we could do. Oh, but you could check the whole night. So it's not Cheskosoi Boduk. For sure the guy was a Zoris. Not everyone is a Zoris. Everyone daven 7 o'clock in the morning. Some people daven 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. If you see a Yid 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Chazoke, he said Krishma. But if you see him 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning, it's no Chazoke. So Nigas Chomes is the whole night. Avada, the right thing is to start to do in the beginning of the night. Avada, the right thing is to start to do in the beginning of the night. But you have the whole night to do. So it's no Cheskosoi Boduk. Only in the morning, I assume that he did it. Masha'enken, the Rishonim learned, while in the beginning of the night, as an Indian, like we said from the Raibed, Oir le'arboso, Loshen Rambam, Betchilas arboso, says a chazoke that a yid was not oiver and that aloche. Zog the Rosh Yosef, but I don't think so. I think that Rashi could also mask him to the din of Tchilas HaLailo. Rashi doesn't say it, but he could be masking to it. And even so, even if there's an Indian of Tchilas HaLailo, we don't say Cheskosoi Boduk till the morning. You're right, the Lekatchila people have to do it in the beginning of the night. It's better to do it at the beginning of the night. So again, I want to be mad, Gishnok, so you why in a second. Rashi says the Cheskosoi Boduk starts in the morning. The Rishonim say the Cheskosoi Boduk starts even in the middle of the night when he had enough time. And the easy way we say Rashi will learn that the Bdikah is Kol HaLailo. There's reason B'tchilas HaLailo. Amelie, you don't have Cheskosoi Boduk in midnight. And the Rishonim bring is a mitzvah, like we said in the old beginning of previous suge, B'tchilas HaLailo. Boitkin B'tchilas HaLailo. Saval is the Indian of B'tchilas HaLailo. So after Tchilas HaLailo passed, you already have a Cheskosoi Boduk. Mistami, he kept it. Although we don't say, that is the suffix of the Gemara. And the Primer Gadim says in the Rosh Yosef, no. I'm not saying this L'shitoso, even on the Medayik, the Rashi, it's very Gishmak. And I'm saying that even if Rashi would hold it, it's the beginning of the night, Aval Lemaise, a lot of people don't do in the beginning when they have to do. So the minute in the beginning of the night is no Chazot. Only it was in the morning, so then it's a big tzat to say that the person did what he has to do. Oedima, we don't say it. Aleph, Beis. I want to be Moisif for Yisof. Oh, but the Rishonim that say that midnight already you have a Chazokah. Shilte Agiboyrim B'Shem Piske Rios. That if you rent, and the Tzad of Cheskosoi Boduk, the Gemara has a Tzad, that people don't do their mitzvahs. But as a Tzad of the Gemara of Cheskosoi Boduk, that people behave. Zog the Shilte Agiboyrim, even at midnight, if you rent the house, Mistama the guy did what he had to do. L'chore. These Rishonim L'chore will have to learn that the mitzvah is at the beginning of the night. Because if the mitzvah is the whole night, why to assume that the guy did what he has to do? Mask him? But I want to add, Ken Zainas Nish. Even if we'll say the mitzvah is the whole night, you know why it could be as Cheskosoi Boduk? The maskir has a mitzvah to check. When he gives it over to the Seicher, Lemaisa, he's not doing what he has to do. He's over on his mitzvah when he gave it over. So could be that was Machlekes HaRishonim was, and I will explain it. What is the Cheskosoi Boduk? Lashon Rashi is the Vada Bodko Yemes Kemitzvas Chachomim. It's not that people behave like the way they have to behave. Oh, you know, we don't say they behave like they have to behave. He had the whole night. So in the middle of the night he rented it, it's not a riot. Or it could be the svara is a person has a mitzvah, he would not give it over before he would do what he has to do. Not mistome he did it yesterday night. The fact that he gave it over is a riot that mistome he checked. Mosin Amud Beis is two girsos, and the Rashi, the new prince of the Yisbahot, the last 5 years ago how they printed it, we'll see it's a big enough kamina. And the svara, what is the Cheskosoi Boduk? And I want to be madgish again. The Tchilas HaDvorim, the normal, everyone understands Cheskosoi Boduk, Mistome you a year that did the mitzvahs. So if the mitzvah is the whole night, and midnight is no riot. In the morning, Mistome you did the mitzvah. The Ozer Rishonim hold the mitzvahs in the beginning of the night, Mistome you did the mitzvah. And then from the beginning, we said it's not Muchach. Even in the beginning of the night, you have the whole night. But I'm saying it could be Fakelt. Even the Rishonim that said that midnight is already a Cheskosoi Boduk, not because they hold the mitzvahs in the beginning of the night. Even if the mitzvah is the whole night, but the Cheskosoi Boduk is not standard you behave. You would never give it over an afkamina. What would it be if someone's father passed away in the middle of the night, he doesn't know if his father checked his house or not. And the guy disappeared. Lamashana. The guy was taken to jail. Lamashana. The master was taken. The guy is not here. He didn't give it over in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night, he's not around anymore. Now we have this other Cheskosoi Boduk. The same thing. The kids come home. They don't know. The father is not around now. Yeah, the father had to go to the hospital, so the older kid is moving in. Now he wants to know. It's checked or it's not checked. So, what I said before, the shayla, the guy did his mitzvah by night, he didn't do the mitzvah by night. That svara that I said, that the sugya will be giboit, that he doesn't give it over without keeping his mitzvah, that we don't have here. So here will be the nafkamina. So the Vayl, the Achroinim, they don't speak about the giving over. Till in Amud Beis, we'll see when the Chover gives over the Peres, we'll see. When is the Chizkosi Baduk? Is a Chover that gives over fruit to someone, or is a Chover that dies and you find fruit in his house? About the Vayl, we said the person kept his mitzvah. Other the whole night, other in the morning. So the Gemara says, Chizkosi Baduk, Ein Chizkosi Baduk. Now, the first shaila that comes up right away when you start the sugya, and Rabbeinu David, you know, we were Zeicha, Baruch Hashem, in our generation, we have the Rabbeinu David. So we showed him, left it to the end. Rabbeinu David yells right away. He doesn't understand the sugya. The Maskona said Gemara was that Sulei Baka, if you rent it out after 14, is Sulei Baka. So what is the shayla of Chizkosi Baduk or not? Lo mezogin ein Chizkosi Baduk. The Seichel says it's not my mitzvah. Why he has to check? What is the suffix of the Gemara of Chizkosi Baduk or ein Chizkosi Baduk? What is the suffix of Chizkosi Baduk or ein Chizkosi Baduk? It's not baduk. But we said the sugi before. Im ad shelo ichal yudalet mosal emafteiches al asicher. Im ishichal yudalet, he rented it out. Here it's odd in the morning, odd in the midnight. Al asicher, al amaskir livdok. Frek Rabbeinu David. So what is the shaila of the sugi bichlal? Zok Rabbeinu David. אף על פי שהבדיקה יש מוטלס על המסקי, שעריכה לרבה עשור קודם שמוסר למפתחס. אף על פי כן, כשאין המסקיר בכאן, מטיל עם עשור על הסייכה. מאחר שהוא קונו אלוהי והמפתח ביודוי. ואף עם עשור המפתחס ביד המסקיר, זה שהבאי שלו יהיו זוקוק לבאר, even if he doesn't have the keys. מאחר שאין המסקיר כאן שיבאר, שעל זה שהחומץ ברשו סוי חומץ הבדיקה כדי שלא יישאר אצלוי חומץ. The way the verse is over Rabbeinu David, אין החנם יצא חיוב on the masker, but if the masker doesn't do what he has to do, stay the חיוב on the סייכה. This is the way Rabbeinu David answers. לאום אז דם, דרן, על הריף, he answers the question at the end of the sugya. But the same question. And Dibur HaMaschil V'Lekuka Shilu HaMaskinin Le'el Da'al HaMaskir Livdoik Le'ka Sheliklal Le'el Shaklinin V'Tarimin. The Gemara was handling back and forth Mitzvahs Bir Raman. Who has to keep the Mitzvahs Bir, the B'dik of the Rabbonon? U'Maskinin Da'al HaMaskir Amye Sulei Poka. The masker doesn't want. He's not around. But the seicher is not allowed to stay in the house with chometz. The masker doesn't want to keep what he has to keep. He went, he left. Now the seicher is not allowed to stay with chometz. Even chometz shel goy in your house, you have to make a mechitza. Zog develop. We have a yesoidus dike machlekes Rabbeinu David and Ran. What is the answer of the Gemara? If you realize, Rabbeinu David is mashma. They said the masker has to take care of it. Sulei poka. But if the masker doesn't do what he has to do, so the seicher has to do it. The Ran doesn't say that. They said the masker, but there's another aloche. Soicher is not allowed to stay in the house because it's aloche chametzay shel nochri oisalei mechitza. We learned the Gemara in Davov chametz shel nochri oisalei mechitza. Now we have to understand before we explain the festa machlekes. Maybe I will start to explain. Mistam lefir Rabbeinu David, the soicher makes a broche al bdikas chometz. The broche, if it's misofik with the razvane, he has to check with a candle, he has to check with all the alochas. Lefi the ran, it's not the aloche of bdikas chometz. As the efshar loy beloy bdike, she'afilu chem tishon nochi, oysa loy mechitze. He's not allowed to. But it's not the din bdikas chometz. we will be a big nafkemine. Stop. L'fi d'ran, it's not a din that the din of the masker jumps to the seicher. Zaloche, if the masker can't do it, so the seicher has to do it. L'fi d'ran, no. It's not din on the masker, but the seicher. Even Chometz of a Goy. L'chure, we said in the beginning of Zman, Chometz Shanoch Yoyser Le'Mechitze is a halacha l'chure that if you have Chometz Shel Goy, you have to put a Mechitze. But if you misupik, if you have Chometz Shel Goy in your house, you also have to make a Mechitze. Bepashta snapped. Most of the achronim hold no. If I have chometz shel goy, I take the chometz in my house, I put it in the closet, I put a sticker, it's sold to a goy. But the sfarim, most people, they don't put mechitzas on the sfarim. They sell every crumb that they have to a goy. And if it's chometz in the sfarim, they will not eat it, they will not put it on the table. But they don't put. We said the chazan ish put a mechitzah on the sfarim. Why? The sfarim are not baduk, because you eat and learn with them. You can't. Shaking it doesn't help. Pass page by page, you don't have time. So you sell it to a guy. So like the Chazon Ish, the Ran state, that is a chiyuv b'dika on that. And if you don't make a b'dika, you have to make a mechitza. Levi Rabbi Nadovid is not a sugya mechitza. If the masker doesn't do it, the din b'dika schometz is on the seicher. The Ran says the din doesn't switch. The din they put on the masker. As another aloche, now, I'll say the second afkemina, we will hear it in Shtalka. What would be if the seicher doesn't want to keep his aloche? It goes back to the masker. We spoke about it yesterday. You rent it out to a not from person. Rent a maisadik. The person has a house, and he rented out. He rented it out before Yud Gimel. He rented out the Shchodesh Nissan, and he rented it out to a friar person. She'enu shem atayu mitzvahs. The friar person is not going to do b'dika. The masker has to do b'dika or not? The masker has to do b'dika or not? L'chur, v'fi Rabbeinu David, we could say yes. If the seicher doesn't do his part, the masker has to do his part. I can't say 100%, because he said, mikol mokim zeh she'achomaz bebeis yitzorich livdek. Aber misvore, why not? Mashengi l'fi l'ran, no. It's on the seicher. The Ran said, why when the masker doesn't do it, the seicher has to do it, because chemtze shel akum birshus Yisrael, you're not allowed to stay. Chazal askirt, shem yovil ha'ochloi, as a din mechitze, Chazal said, you're not allowed to stay. It's another din de Rabbanon. But the masker doesn't have that din de Rabbanon. So it will be a big nafkemine. It mamish bothers me that we spoke out that the Chok Yankiv was mesupik, if you rent it out or not to a goy. He says, Avada the chiyuv stays on the masker. Right? We mentioned the Chok Yankiv, Simen Tov Lamed Zayin, Sifkot and Gimel. Why? Chamira Didei. Why you have to come to this diyuk of Chamira Didei? Stayed in our sugya, that when one doesn't do it, it goes back to the other one. Maybe the Chok Yankiv was going al derech the Ram, he didn't have Maram Chalavi. Then it doesn't go back. What Ark Morris says that the seicher has to do it is because it's a new aloche, a guy is not allowed to stay with chometz. So remember, lefi Rabbeinu David, it's din b'dikas chometz that moves to the seicher. Again, I'm misupik if the pshat is in Rabbeinu David, and also if the seicher doesn't do it, will move to the masker, or only when the masker doesn't do it. But lefi d'ran, the taki doesn't go back.
You want to change the previous
sugya
to say this is
the ghetto
over there also?
Well, it changes, it's mapshich. Does it change?
Now this is new.
It's a new din. It's a new din. It's a different din. It's no shaykh. It's the sugya before. Sugya before is al. This is what the Ran explains. Here's a shaykh al mihitil, and here's a different din. The Ran says it's no shaykh to the sugya before. The Ran says it's no shaykh. So this is one sugya. It's a different sugya. Like that. Chishvani, I taught yesterday night a svore. I know it's mechudesh, but I think it's emes. For sure, it's gishmak. Could be this is the reason Rashi said, "Hamaskir bais lechaberoi bearboso shachris." Rashi knows that midnight is the same thing. But Rashi was so scared to write the word midnight. Because if Rashi would write midnight, I would say, only midnight, like we said yesterday in Shir Lefi Rashi, midnight is the time that if the Maskil doesn't do it, it could go to the Seicha. And I will explain. We said yesterday in Shir, in Rashi Mesiras Mafteach, that he got it in the morning. Well, Medayik in Rashi, that if he gets it midnight, the Chiyuv could flip over to the Seicha. Right? That was Medayik in Rashi. The Rosh Yosef. So Rashi, if Rashi would come and say here that the sugya is in midnight, will come a lampin and say, you know why Rashi said midnight? No, Chizkos Bodek starts in the beginning of the night. But Rashi holds that in the morning, even if it's not Bodek, the Seicha doesn't have to check. Rashi was scared from this Lomdin. The Lomdin would come and say, you know why Rashi said midnight? Not because Rashi says even midnight. Rashi holds, if it's midnight and it's time to check, so, Eilich Nami, Mistama, the guy check. And what is the other side that he didn't check? Then the other guy is Mischayev, like I said Rashi before, that there's no that the Dinev, Sulei Poka, is only in the morning, in the middle of the night, he doesn't say Sulei Poka. Rashi wants to be mavgish, it's morning, and the chiyuv was on the masi, and he didn't do it, and now we're learning a sugi if the seicher has to do it or not. I think it's a dovon niflo. It's a dovon, why not? What? You don't get it? Again, we ask the kasha why Rashi said in the morning. So he's saying now new talents. Be'etzim the rishonim ask the kasha, if the chiyuv is sulei poka, even if it's not boduk, the seicher doesn't have to check. We have two terutzim. I have a two terrors. If the renting was in the middle of the night, we had a Rashi before that the Sulei Poka is only if he gives the keys in the morning. In the middle of the night, we don't say Sulei Poka, and it could go over to the Seicha. Or at least also to the Seicha, we said. So if Rashi would not be Magish in the morning, and he would say midnight, would say, oh, you know why Rashi said midnight? Then, if the Master didn't check, the Seicha has to check. But if it was in the morning, maybe even if the Maskil didn't check, the Seicher is potul. Why? Like Rabbi David asked the Kasha. Sulei Poka, it's the problem of the Maskil. I don't have to check. Like the Ran asked the Kasha. So Rashi was Nishmar Mizeh, and Rashi was Madgish, we're talking even in the morning. Maybe we could say more Svaros here. Mikol Muk. Yes, Rashi could have said, what he was saying before. Now is the time to say it. So you say, we're also saying it now. What he was saying before. We'll go weiter. Frek de achroinim ha-shayle. The Sharamelech asks a kasha. What is the shayle of cheskosei boduk? Ein cheskosei boduk. Are maskonas ha-gemore da midoi reise bebitul ve'al mesadim. So the whole din of Bdikas Chometz is a din de Rabbonon. Kaimelon sofek de Rabbonon lekule. So what is the shaila? If he checked or he didn't check, Kaimelon sofek de Rabbonon lekule. And val Kaimelon sofek de Rabbonon lekule. So what is the sofek if Cheskos Ribonuk or ain't Cheskos Ribonuk? Even if it's if it's super, if it's Bonuk or not. Misafik, you don't have to check. And the Shara Melech brings down an Ilches Mikvoes. Zog the Shara Melech Hazim. I want to bring a raya. He has two terutz. One terutz, he says, is a din that when it's Chazek Isure, we don't say Sofik the Rabbonon Lekule. I will explain what is this chazak isur. Learn the halacha l'moshe. A person has flour, and he sees ants inside the flour. A lot of ants. Then he took another cup of flour, and that cup he didn't check. But the whole flour he saw ants. So it was this chazak isur. You're not allowed to eat it. It's called this chazak isur. Another case of Yischazik Yisur is an Isha was Tomei, she was Nida. Now, she went to a mikveh. You have a suffix if the mikveh was a good mikveh or not. Suffix and the mikveh. So we say Yischazik Yisur. She was for sure Asur. Suffolk, if the mikra was a good mikra or not. This is called his chazik isur. Olamosha, you have something that is not meiser. Not allowed to eat it. You misupik if someone was meiser or not. Someone baked something. You misupik if they took of challah or not. All of these things are called ischazik isur. So the deraisa be ischazik isur, you're not allowed to use it. What would it be when it's an isur derabona? The Moshe. Meiser bezman hazeh is derabona. And you misupik if he was mafrish meiser or not. So we say Val was ischazik isur, we knew that it was tevel. So as a machleik is a bit double that ischazik isur, we say sofik the rabbanon lekula or not. Zog the shara melech in perik yud me mikvoes. Again, lo mazog in tvil askelim if it's the raisa the rabbanon. Ashes, it's the raisa. But lo mazog in tvil askelim will be the rabbanon. And yeah, b'shal, if the mikveh, the shul, is it good the mikveh or not? He told it in the mikveh. So if it's a sofik the rabbanon, you say, no, maybe it's good. So you're misupik if the guy toivled. You know what? If you in the mikveh, you go to someone, you're misupik if he toivled or not. But we know the keli was his chazik isur. Says, arrive from our sugya. Chesofik cheskos yiboduk, ein cheskos yiboduk. The teretz is, the bayis is his chazik isur. Mokim shemachnisi boichomet is his chazik isur. Sofik if it was checked or not. We say, ben his chazik isur, we say, we don't say sofik the rabbon and lekule. And I will explain to you why. It's not stam that as a aloche from the Sharam Melech. The Shaila, what is the pshat in Ischazek Yisure? It's a psak vada or a psak sofek? If it's a psak vada, it's not a sofek de rabbonon. The Ischazek Yisure tells you it's becheskas tevel. It's becheskas natovul. It's becheskas she's a nidah. If Ischazek Yisure, this tells you, if you don't know what to do, misofek don't do it. Bimachne. But Sofi the Rabbana, Sofi the Rabbana Lekula. This is one teretz. Second teretz, Zog de Shara Melech, Lefi HaYesoid, that the Rambam and the Magid Mishneh hold, not everyone holds from it, that in every Sofik, when we learn Hilchis B'dikas Chometz, we don't say Sofi the Rabbana Lekula. Why? When you go to check Chometz by night, you have Chometz in your house? You sure you have? You found chometz? Every year you find chometz, chutz in the 10 pieces. You find chometz? No, b'derekhlal not. So why we check? We said the first Rashi. Maybe the Shamish took a sandwich, and when he went down to take a bottle of wine, he left the sandwich. You think it happened? 1 out of 10%. But the Losh of the Achroinim is, b'dikas chometz ala sofik nitken. Zog the mag. I read the Sharam Melech. Om namin neima. The kaven the bikas chomes tchiloso al asofek niskeno. Hichmiru besveiko yoisa mishar isurim de rabbonon. Kmo shikosa avarav magid beperik beiz michomes alochayut. Ochen ledas haraived vaamor vaatur vishar apoyskim shecholkim vesoivrim that we don't say it. So the second teretz is that the reason we don't say sofik the rabbanu lekula here because b'dikas chometz ala sofik niskeno. Dosi gufa de aloche to check me sofik. The Maharam Chalave says a third teretz. He's in the end of the sugya on Amud Beis. Zog der za aloche b'mokim she'efshar levarer we not say mechan a sofik. This is the reason we sift flour. How many times we find bugs? 5%, 10%. So why all of us sift flour? The teretz is, Mokim sheyesh levarer, you're not tzaymech. B'meile, we don't say sofik de rabbanan, b'mokim sheyefshar levarer. So b'meile, here is efshar levarer. You could check again. So Val, you could check again. We don't say sofik the rabbanon lekule. So we have three tirutzim. We have a sofik cheskos yibodu kanat. Why we don't say something the Rabbanon lekule? Other is chazek isure. Other b'digas chometz ala sofik niskena. Other the Maharam Chalava. The Maharam Chalava says, the Maharam Chalava says that val efshor levarer. Here we not say mechala sofik. Frek de welt eisene kashe. We're going to learn the sugya of Ezra Hashem next week. We'll learn the sugya of Cheskos Ribodok or not. This is the beginning of it. Now, it's not clear what is the maskon of the Gemara. You saw the Gemara till the end. The Gemara tries to bring a raya, the Gemara is derech the raya. It's machlikas. Zog de rosh, le maskone, the Gemara doesn't have a achroe if Cheskos Ribodok or not. So misofek zog the rosh, you don't have to check because sofek the rabbanon lekule. Zog the rosh, while the gemara was not machriya, a small piece in the rosh. Zog the rosh, simen beis. Ve'iroe sheyochel levat. At the beginning of simen beis, ve'aves sofek the rabbanon ve'azlinen lekule. We said now for three reasons why we don't say Sofik Derabbanan Lekule. Because we say Sofik Derabbanan Lekule, the sugya doesn't start. If we say Sofik Derabbanan Lekule, the sugya doesn't start. And we answer, Ischazik Yisure. Other because chometz ala sofek miskana. Other the mokim sheyesh levarer we not tzemech. We don't say something about the kula. The rosh says the maskana the gemara doesn't have pshat. You don't have to check. What is the answer? Zog developed such a lomdusha tirutzi. We'll start with the first part. We said why we don't say something about the kula because it's chazek isura. Now listen, so what is the answer? The answer is, when the Gemara had a Sofik, if the guy checked it or not, for the Gemara, machpad if he checked it or not, Sofik the Rabbonon, is Chazik Yisure. But now that we have a Sofik of Cheskos Ribodok or not, and the Tzad of Cheskos Ribodok, it's not is Chazik Yisure, right? So we have a Sofik if it's called is Chazik Yisure or not. There's a lot more to argue about it. It was Ischazik Yisure, and we have a Sofik now, if we have a Chazok, then it's not. Maybe B'chai Gavne, we don't say Ischazik Yisure. One Teretz. Second Teretz, Zog and Delomdim, better. We said, why we say Ischazik Yisure? We don't say Sofik Derabbanan Lekule, because it's Ha'achroa. Zog Drab Kiveh Eger, Ha'achroa is only when I don't know what happened. It's bugs or not. Ischazik Yisure is bugs. Tevel or not? Ischazik Yisure Tevel. It's a good mikveh or not? It's not a good mikveh. Here, our sofik is a sofik ledine. We say Cheskos Ribodok or not? The Ischazik Yisure cannot be machriya the sveike the dine if Cheskos Ribodok or not. You write that the bottom line, I'm a sofik if the guy cleaned it up or not. But our sofik is a sofik ledine. The man it blight the Sofik Ladine, Sofik the Rabbanon Lekule. The Ischazik Yisure cannot be machriya. Kneger says it that besveke the dine tasted by Basril and Medbezim would be the Basril by Ilchase. You'll see. In the last three lines, Kneger is like this pshat and tasteless. That besveke the dine, you can't go Basr Chazoke Amachras. Yeah? So this is good for the first time. What we say on the Shaila from Bdikas Chometz ala Sofek Miskana? Same tenets. Because Chometz is sandwich, not sandwich. Chometz in the house, not in the house. They said to check every Sofek. But they didn't say to check every Achrin. They didn't give you a chiyuv to check in all the Achrin, maybe some shittas that you could check. You have to check every Chometz. But if you have a sofik la'aloche, and sofik la'aloche, we don't say b'dikas chometz ala sofik niskana. If you have a sofik yilchus b'dikas chometz, you could be maker. You have a sofik, you're allowed to use a flashlight or not. I'm allowed to be maker, Miss Vegas. I'm not allowed to be megel to say, why to check that room? I'm not so sure if I have chametz or not. That I don't have a heter. Oh, but when it's not a suffik b'metzias, suffik b'din, vos mi de ma'aram chalave. But the Maram Chalavi said that we don't say suffik b'rabbonu because efshor levarer. The Teretz says, the Maram Chalavi says, maskonas ha'gemara, I don't know what to do, so mi suffik, you have to check, because we don't say suffik b'rabbonu lekula. So this is ba'etzem, the first chalek, the akdomet tzur sedeshmaisim. I want, before we go weiter, to be mindful to your shayla. Someone came over to me today, b'shem Reb Nissim Karelitz. I know we will have to daven on it another 3 or 4 times, but I think one of the main times is to daven on it now, or b'Shabbos. Reb Nissim Karelitz said that every yid that rents a house to a not frum person doesn't have a way not to go to Gehenna. He says, if you own property and you rent it to a not frum person, there's no way to live with it. Why? He said like this. I own a house, Lamazagan, and I rent it, I take out a house and I rent it out to a not frum person. Right? You have a house, Lamazagan, Flatbush, rent it out to a not frum person. Comes, he doesn't check, yeah? He rented it before. Lamazaga, we say, like we said, it doesn't go back to the maskil. Say it. From our sugya, we said, we don't know why, but it doesn't go back to the maskil. The not frum person brings chametz in the house. It's a chametz of a yid or chametz of a goy? Chametz of a yid. If it's a chametz of a yid, if we say schirus loy kanye, and you over on chametz of Yisrael acher b'rishusoy, if we say schirus leikanye, and yoiver and chomet shel Yisrael acher, when it's birshusoy, so the maskir of yoiver baliroy balimotzer. You're right. Rabbeinu David said that it's ain't a birshusi. I'm not over. And Rashi we explained that it's called birshusi. Why? Even that I rented it out because schirus leikanye, it's called my reshus. If it's called my reshus, so pashtus his chomet is in my reshus. If Rashi holds chomet shel Yisrael acher yoiver, now what you could do? Give me a etzah to the guy. What you could do?
Sell your house.
What?
Sell your house.
Sell your house. If you want to make money, you will never sell your house. Only sell your house. What? Et ha-mechir on the house. So you can sell your house for shvi'is also. We can't sell houses. What? We don't make a aroma to sell our houses. Chometz and yodua, it's yodua on the table, it's bread. The guy has pizzas in his house. You walk into the house, it's yodua. It's chometz of Yisrael b'shuscha. How you can move out to chometz of someone else? Well, we have to see that. So we have to know if you feel Rashi, you can move out to chometz of Yisrael acher.
It's yodua to him.
It's called yodua, it's yodua, yodua. Every chometz. Rashi says if you don't check, it's called yodua. Again, it's only if we learn in Rashi that it's called birshusi. We had a suffix if Rashi goes on the mask on the zeicha, and we will learn that chomer shel Yisrael acher yoiver from our sugya it's chamira today. But we said Rashi holds that chomer shel Yisrael acher yoiver, and we will learn that the bittul does not help. If we learn that bidul and chomesh and someone else helps, that's okay. But if the pashas Rashi will not learn that the bidul of the seicher can help on the chomesh of Yisrael from the Bible, it's a shayla if it can help or not. So Reb Nissim said he doesn't know. He never found a good eitzah if a person owns a house and it's rented to a not from person. If he has an eitzah not to be over baliroy or balimotzi. If it's an eitzah for the person not to be able to bali roya bali motzah.
If you tell him not to bring it in.
What?
You tell him not to bring it in, he brings in against
your will. He brings it against your will, so what? A person in America tried to tell him not to bring in chametz into his house. You're leasing out a building, apartment of a building, 50 buildings on a place in an island, 80 of the people are not Shem Atayim Mitzvahs, a Yidin inside the house, Yidin Bali Rebali Matzah.
There's no
doubt
to
Deacon Hassim.
You can rent for the rest of the year,
you
put in the contract,
there's
not Pesach, can't be there.
So if you're not renting for Pesach, it's even worse, it's your house, you might be sure you're going to Bali Pesach. But the guy's moving out for Pesach?
Yeah.
Try to make money if in Pesach all the other people will leave your property.
Even if I rent for free, decide to do
Bedikah? Well, I'm not speaking about Chir Bedikah. Chir Bedikah, we spoke in the beginning of Shir, if the Seicher doesn't do, if the Maskir has to do, and yesterday Shir, today Shir, Rabbi Nudovi, the Rat. We spoke about it. Now we speak about the Isur Deiraisa. We're speaking about the Isur Deiraisa. Our sugyas is no Isur Deiraisa. I want to explain. And our sugyas is no Isur Deiraisa. The Seicher is Mevatel. The Maskir is Mevatel. As I state in our sugyas, the Bitul Be'al Mesagi, everyone does Bitul in our sugyas. Our sugi is, and who is the chiyuv, the rabbanon to check? That is the sugi, the shmaisa that we are learning. The mele, that problem never stayed in our sugi. Because the moshul, the seicher is mevatel, even if he doesn't check, we say, the maskir doesn't have to check anymore. We ask the kasha, if it goes off in the seicher, if we go back to the maskir, we discuss it today or not. We're not discussing now the chiyuv dike. He's asking about lefi rashi. Chomet shel Yisrael acher yoiva. So if you learn like Rabbeinu David that the Maskir is never over even on his own chomet because it's ein abir shus the same. But if we say Yisrael loikani and it's called his reshus and on his own chomet is over. The pashtus is again we'll see later. The pashtus is that chomet shel Yisrael a different chomet he will also be over. And that guy is not nevatel the chomet. He's roitzim bekiyumoi. My bitul can help. It's enough that I'll be mevatel. It's not yet to the shayla if you can mevatel chomet shel Yisrael acher. We mentioned in Rashi, we tried to say that maybe the seicher could be mevatel. Yeah. In the case of Rashi, we said maybe both are over and both are mevatel. But this is not such a problem. Because could be, we said the shayla is mafkiret, it's not mafkiret. So you have to know. Lefidim Magen Avraham, maybe Sidah Zazach that bitul helps. But Pasha's bitul from my bitul on someone else's chametz, very shvav to say that my bitul will help. There was someone came over down the day with Nissim that he's looking for a hit again. Over Shabbos, we have to go by it, Rabbi Hashem. It's three or four sugyas, but we're going to go with the hit to the chur.
You live over here, he's over there.
Don't give it to him. I hear
something.
That's so mean.